The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ruth Walasoff. And we're in the middle of a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Congressman Tom Suozzi.
You know, let me just say, Project Independence is such a great thing. You know,
we agree with you.
They help so many people. It's really, I want to help make it a model for the country, because we're going to have this explosion of seniors. And we're starting to have it already with the baby boomers becoming senior citizens. I have such an appreciation for the challenges that seniors face, because I grew up in my house. All four of my grandparents lived in our house. Three of them were very sick. And my mom, unfortunately, sadly, passed away in September. She was 93 years old.
Sorry.
My dad passed away 2 weeks before my election last year in October at 95 years old. I've always, you know, understood, you know, the challenges, you know, that journey from, you know, 80 to 90. Oh, my gosh, what a journey that is. That's tough road. And we cannot just, you know, the answer can't be for people to go into nursing homes, you know, and get Medicaid by getting rid of all your assets. You know, it's almost like we encourage people in our society to say, okay, we're going to cheat the system. I mean, it's legal, but I mean, it's like, right. You know, I'm going to get rid of all my assets. You know, give them to my kids, and then I don't have any assets left, and then the government's going to pay for me to go into Medicaid. And it's a nursing home, which is great, and there's a lot of great nursing homes. But really, long-term health care insurance is the answer for the long term, because people can have home health care aides, so people can age in place at home if they need to. The answer is affordable assisted living. So that, you know, assisted living is great, but most people can't afford $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month. It's impossible for a lot of people. And Project Independence is so great because it encourages independent living in people's own homes, NORCs, naturally occurring retirement communities. It's such a great idea, and I want to commend the officials in the town of North Hempstead who did this. First, John Kamen, now Judy Bosworth. It's just such a great thing, and the work that you guys do is just really wonderful. So I want to applaud that program.
I have a question. You represent the 3rd Congressional District. Is that the whole town of North Hempstead and some other areas too?
Oh, yeah, it's a big area. I go from Whitestone, Queens, Whitestone and Bay Terrace in Queens, Little Neck and Douglaston, North Shore Towers. Talk about a naturally occurring retirement community.
Right.
Glen Oaks, Floral Park, and Belrose. That's in Queens. Then I have all of the Great Necks and Manhasset and Port Washington down to north of Hillside Avenue in New Hyde Park. So I have north of Hillside Avenue. And I have all the Searing Towns and all the North Hills and East Hills and all the Roslyns. And then I go over to Glen Cove and Oyster Bay all the way down to the Jericho and Plainview and Syosset down to Hicksville and Bethpage. You know, I'm leaving out some communities, but you get the idea of where I go to. I just go to the north of the northern part of Farmingdale.
It's quite a large area.
Then I go to Suffolk, and I've got all of Huntington, and I've got Huntington and Melville and Dix Hills. Then I go out to Northport, and that's all Huntington. Then I go out to Commack and Kings Park. So I've got 750,000 people, and it's different all over the country. Everybody's got about 700. This is an important thing I have to say. I'm sorry I'm talking so much.
Is perfect. This is what we want you for.
But most of the districts in the country are about 750,000 people. Hasn't changed as far as the number of districts since the 1920s or so. So each district has gotten bigger and bigger since the 1920s, because it's always been 435 districts. As the population's gone up, the districts have gotten more people. We've lost the number of districts here in New York State. They've grown in Texas and in California and in Florida. So I've always known our country was very different from place to place. When I grew up, there were five of us children, and my mother and father, we'd drive across country in a camper, in a station wagon with a camper pulled behind the back. And we'd go stay at the national parks with the KOA camps.
Must have been a lot of fun.
It was great. My dad used to teach out in Nevada or Colorado, teach judges how to be judges. And so we'd take a different route. I've been to every state in the United States of America except for Alaska. And I knew the country was different. But now that I'm in Congress, boy, is it different. It is so different from place to place. And in addition to the problem I was talking about before, about gerrymandering, people don't understand how different it is from place to place. People in the red states, for example, don't understand how high our property taxes are, how high our income taxes are, how high our cost of living is here. They see the value of our homes. They say, oh, you're all so rich. They see our salaries. Oh, you're so rich. They don't realize how high our cost of living is. So they don't appreciate how devastating this recent tax bill is for us by eliminating the state and local tax deduction. You know, we don't appreciate how low their incomes are there, how low their property values are, how low their cost of living is there. You know, guns, you know, we think about the gun issue. So many Republicans are talking about hunting all the time. I mean, it's a big topic of conversation. I'm not judging right or wrong. Whatever. They're all talking about it all the time. Football and hunting all the time. College football and hunting. Before Thanksgiving, I heard Paul Ryan say, oh, you know, we're going to have a deer camp tomorrow. You know, the first day of school, they get off. The first day of hunting season, they get off from school. And they were going to kill 400,000 deer in Wisconsin weekend of hunting. Everywhere you'd go, there'd be a deer on the front of people's car as they're driving. But this is just a normal part of their lives. It's such a foreign thing to us.
That's the Thanksgiving they prayed for,
right?
Them.
It's just completely different the way people look at their religion. I'm constantly working to try and understand my colleagues, especially, you know, my side, certainly the Democrats, but also the other side. And I go to the non-denominational prayer breakfast once in a while on Thursday mornings at 8 o'clock in the morning in the Capitol. It's all the Southern evangelicals. I say, I'm Tom Suozzi. I'm a Catholic Democrat from New York. They're like, that's funny.
They probably think that.
They're just so different. It's completely different. So, and I'm not saying they're good or bad or right or wrong. I'm not saying that. We have to understand that this country is very different from place to place. Let me just tell you one other thing. I'm sorry I'm talking so much. There's 330 million people in the country. Of the 330 million people, there's 105 million full-time jobs. Okay, which makes sense. You take out the seniors that are not working. You take out the young people. You take out the unemployed. You take out the disabled. You take out the stay-at-home parents. You take out the part-time workers. There's 105 million full-time jobs. Of those 105 million jobs, 59 million people make less than $50,000 a year. Now, that's...
This is in 2018.
Yeah. $50,000. 59 million of 105 million make less than $50,000 a year. 86 million... of 105 million make less than $75,000 a year. Now, you make $75,000 a year on Long Island, you're going to have a hard time making it. It's not going to be easy to have your cost of living, to own a home, certainly, to have health insurance, to pay your property tax. I mean, it's tough. So, you know, but in other places, you're making $75,000 a year. You're living on Easy Street.
Because the costs are
the costs are so much lower.
Much lower.
But we need to understand how different. So one of the reasons Trump won the election, the president won the election, is because so many people have been left behind by globalization and technology. And he said, oh, you're the forgotten people. I'm going to look. He hasn't done anything for them yet. But I mean, he said, I'm going to look out for you. You're my people. And nobody's been talking to these people because everybody thinks, you know, they're doing okay. They're not doing okay. People are struggling, not making the wages to live the American dream. What's the American dream? It's a very simple thing. I'm willing to work hard and play by the rules. In return, I make enough money. And with that money, I can have a place to live. I can have health insurance. I can educate my children. And I can retire one day without being terrified. That's the American dream. It's not complicated.
Right.
But so many people can't achieve that
dream. Can't do it anymore because of globalization. When I was growing up, I'm 55. I was growing up in the 60s and 70s. In school, they talk about technology has changed so much in the past 20 years, the space race, you know, television, nuclear war, you know, all technology's changed so quickly. We haven't figured out all the ethical implications or how this is going to affect our lifestyle or our economy. And we haven't looked at the philosophical ways of this is affecting us and our relationships with each other because it's moving too quickly for us. That was the 60s and 70s. Can you imagine how fast things are moving today? Things change every single minute, every single day, every single week, every single month. Technology changes. Remember Kodak? Kodak was like one of the biggest companies in the world. It's hardly
out
of business
anymore.
Is that because if everybody's got a phone with a camera on it, you don't need a camera anymore.
Right.
So things change. You know, think about how Uber has changed with taxi companies. Think about how Airbnb has changed everything. You know, it's larger than any hotel company in the world, Airbnb. Okay? It's bigger than any but they only have a few thousand employees as opposed to Marriott with 50,000 employees. It's just different. So we have got to
Just think of Apple.
Right.
And what is required to keep making these phones? It's not what you needed years ago to be making cars, et cetera.
Right. I mean,
and what about self-driving cars?
Right.
Gas stations will be out of business.
Think about the truck drivers, okay?
Yes.
One of the most accessible jobs for a non-educated person in America who's a working person and wants to work hard, wants to make a decent living, is truck driving.
Right.
Imagine if it all becomes automated.
That's going to happen.
So we've been telling people for years, you know, you go to college, do STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And we should encourage that. We see on Long Island how great that is for these kids that are doing so great in these science competitions. But 60% of Americans don't go to college. They don't graduate from college. 60%. We have got to encourage people to get skills. If you don't want to go to college, okay. You know, we want to encourage you to go to college, but you don't want to go to college, okay. We've got to stop treating people poorly when they get jobs that don't go to college. But we have to encourage people to get skills. We need more electricians. We need more plumbers. We need more welders. We need more computer machinists, the term I've learned from the aerospace and defense manufacturing industry. We need more carpenters. We need more skilled trades. You can make a great living in those trades, but we have to treat people with respect and understand that that's an honest, good way to make a good living, but you need to have a skill as part of the process. In Glen Cove, where I was the mayor, I have so many friends of mine that own businesses. They're successful. They go on vacations. They got nice homes. You know, they're plumbers. They're electricians. They're contractors. They're landscapers. I'd say, you're going to give the business to your son or daughter when they grow up? No, they're going to college. I say, what are you talking about? You got the greatest life in the world. You know, you got a good life. You go on vacation.
The grass is always greener on the other side.
When I was a kid going to high school, if somebody went to BOCES, you thought, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with this guy's going to BOCES, right?
Right, right.
That's wrong. We got to get over that and recognize we need people to go to become an auto mechanic. I've been doing a thing called Tom and the Trades, where I go out and I work with people in their different jobs and I do the job myself. I laid brick at the East Hills, the North Hills project.
Oh, really?
It's called.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I laid the brick. I operated the crane at a job site. I was a welder. I was a butcher, you know, cutting the meat. I was, what did I just do the other day? I did something the other day.
If you retire from politics, you'll have other skills.
These are hard. You know what I did? I changed the oil at a car dealership. I changed the oil on a truck. But, you know, these are real jobs, and they need people in those jobs. I met three kids that were welders. I'm talking too much.
You're not. This is,
I met three kids. They came to see me in their 20s. They came to see me in Washington, D.C. They were welders. One was 22, one was 29, one was 32 years old. I said, why'd you become a welder? And they were almost like guilty about it, almost sheepish. They said, I didn't do well in school. My father was mad at me. My grandfather knew somebody in the trades, blah, blah, blah. And I became a welder. I said, how'd you do last year? And the 22-year-old made like $90,000 a year.
Really?
The 29-year-old made $99,000, and the 32-year-old made $120,000. So I'm like, you know, they get up early every morning. They drive an hour to get to work, hour and a half to get to work. They take every job they can get, but they're living decent, good-paying job lives because they got a skill as a welder. So we've got to figure out how to respect people and treat them with respect.
Respect people who collect garbage,
correct,
too.
Correct, absolutely.
You respect everybody.
I respect everybody. Which is a big problem in our country. These are the president's comments yesterday. This is live, right? So the comments from the president yesterday about El Salvador
and
the other.
Listen, Haiti.
These countries are impoverished and people are suffering. And people from those countries and other countries throughout the world have always looked to America as a beacon of hope where I can look to America to help us to figure out as a model as to how to overcome the misery of our situations. And by there's human beings that live in these countries. I want to say one thing, John, and then I'll stop talking for a second.
Time is going to be up anyway.
America,
America, this is wonderful.
America's founded on a basic concept. All men and women are created equal. It's not that all men and women with a green card are created equal, mm-hmm. or all men and women who are a citizen are created equal, or all men and women from America. All human beings are entitled to be treated with human respect and dignity.
Absolutely.
And we have got to get back to that fundamental American concept of holding the human being up as a, being a person of worth. So I'm sorry for talking.
I have a question.
No, there's no question.
There's no time.
Up. What I'm happy about is this is our first live show of the year. And I mean it very sincerely. And I am so honored that you're here. And this is the way to set this whole country going for the year. And I appreciate you being here very much.
Thank you, John. So, I appreciate you.
This is wonderful. Thank you, Tom.
I appreciate your being here very much.
You are listening to Tom Suozzi on Senior Talk Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.